If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. It is a real joy to greet you again today with the gospel of redeeming grace. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're experiencing the greatest summer in our history. In fact, last Sunday again, we had a record June Sunday school attendance. Almost 500 people answered the roll call in our Sunday school last week. We are praising God for the tremendous spirit of revival that we're experiencing in the days of the summer. Remember that summertime is revival time here at Worth Baptist Church. And through these days of the summer, we are calling on you to join with us in prayer that God will send a tremendous spirit of revival to all America. America needs God today. America needs the Bible. America needs Christ more than ever before. And we believe the answer to the economic, social, diplomatic, governmental, political problems that we face is found in the Word of God. We believe that Jesus Christ is soon coming. And we believe that God is preparing His people for the return of our Savior. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're praying that God will begin the nationwide awakening, the spiritual awakening, right here in the city of Fort Worth. And we believe that this would be a good place for it to start. So we ask you to join with us in prayer during the days of the summer, for a turning to God on the part of America, and that spiritual awakening might begin right here in our own city of Fort Worth. If you do not have a church home, we want to take this opportunity to invite you to come and visit with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. Currently, we're in a series of studies in our Sunday School, highlights in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, we have the record of the history of what the early church did by the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe that's what we need in these days. So we're emphasizing the importance of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the church during these days. Come and study God's Word with us today in Acts chapter 12, our lesson for this day. Then our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service at 7. We're continuing in the series of messages entitled 1975 in Prophecy. My message this evening at 7 will be entitled, The New Jerusalem, the City of God. And I hope that you'll come prepared to enjoy a great time together. Special singing, an old-fashioned time of preaching and worship in the Spirit of the Lord. So we invite you to come and share the blessings of God with us today here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. I trust that you'll come today and be a part of the great revival services here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and we invite you and your family to share it with us today. This word of special announcement, 2 weeks from today, on Sunday, June the 29th, we're celebrating God and Country Day. This will be an outstanding day with us. And we're looking forward to having a tremendous time as we commemorate our country's independence and as we commemorate the spiritual independence that we have by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the date, Sunday, June the 29th, God and Country Day here at Worth Baptist Church. May I remind you again that we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you would like any of the cassette tapes of Worth Baptist Hour, or any of the messages that are preached at Worth Baptist Church, all of which are on cassette tape, or if you'd like the entire series of messages in the Book of the Revelation, 1975 in prophecy, we invite you to write this week and inquire how that you may receive these tapes. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141. Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Who is Sufficient for These Things? I shall read from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, beginning at verse 14. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for the blessed privilege of voicing the gospel, preaching the truth. We pray now that the Holy Spirit would direct this message to needy hearts all over the land. We pray, dear God, that throughout the Metroplex, where there are broken hearts, where there are disturbed souls, where there are those who are despondent and who are ready to give up and despairing of life, may this message today give them a new hope. And may the Holy Spirit awaken something in their hearts. We pray again today, Heavenly Father, for the spirit of revival in America, beginning in the city of Fort Worth, beginning in our own hearts, even in this hour. Bless now, we pray, this message. Bless those who are sick and shut in and unable to be out today. And may the message be a special blessing to them. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions. And we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. And now in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 at verse 14, Paul writes, Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? Who is sufficient for these things? Thank God for the comforting, consoling, sustaining word that He's given us. Never before have we needed the power of the Word of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit like we need Him today. At our strongest, we are very weak. At our best, we are bad, very bad. And at our wisest, we are very unwise. Today, we are faced with difficult and trying times as a nation, as a city, as a church, as individuals. We have burdens that we cannot bear alone. We have problems that we cannot solve alone. We have heartaches that we cannot heal alone. We have sorrows that we cannot handle alone. We have troubles that we cannot endure alone. With the Apostle Paul, we ask, who is sufficient for these things? There's one thing for sure and certain. We within ourselves are not sufficient. Who then is sufficient? Well, we have science, but science is not sufficient. We have education, but education is not sufficient. We have money, but money is not sufficient. We have human power, but human power is not sufficient. We have efficiency, but our efficiency is not sufficient. Who then is sufficient for these things? Only God is sufficient. The Apostle Paul answers his own question in chapter 3 at verse 5, where he says, God is our sufficiency. And how true it is today. God is sufficient for every need. The Lord said to the Apostle Paul, My grace is sufficient for thee. And I want you to know today, wherever you are, whatever the burdens and problems and crises and difficulties of your life, Jesus Christ is sufficient for you in this hour. Let me ask, first of all, who is sufficient for the remission of our sins? Sin is public enemy, number one. Sin is not to be looked upon lightly. Sin is a spiritual malady that must be treated by a spiritual medicine. The Bible tells us what sin is. We read in 1 John 3:4, "Whosoever therefore committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." In other words, anything that is contrary to the law of God in your life is sin. The Bible tells us what sin does. Sin binds and blinds and grinds. Sin disturbs and dissipates. Sin destroys and ultimately damns the soul. The Bible tells us what sin pays. From Romans 6:23, we read these words, "The wages of sin is death." Look what sin did for Lot. Look at the price that Lot had to pay for his sin. He lost his family. He lost his friends. He lost fellowship with his uncle Abraham. He lost fellowship with God. And he lost his own honor with his own daughters and his own family. Sin always pays off. The Bible declares, and I repeat, the wages of sin is death. The Bible goes on to tell us who is guilty of sin. Oh, but somebody says, "I don't have any outstanding sin in my life." But wait a minute. In 1 Kings 8:46 we read, "There is no man that sinneth not." In Isaiah 53:6 it is written, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him," that is on Christ, "the iniquity of us all." We read in Romans 3:10, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." And in Romans 3:23, it is written, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." My friend, that means you. As a member of Adam's race, you are a sinner. Why, the Bible says that we are sinners by nature. The psalmist will testify that he was a sinner from birth, that even in sin he was conceived. He also tells us that the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. So, my friend, every member of Adam's race is covered by the indictment of God. You are a sinner. The Bible goes on to tell us what to do with our sins. What shall we do with our sins today? What are you trying to do with yours? Are you trying to excuse them by reason of somebody else's behavior? Are you trying to cover up your sins? Are you trying to conceal or hide your sins from God? That is an impossibility, because the all-seeing eye of God knows exactly what your life is right now. God knows what you're doing this moment. God knows what you did yesterday. And God knows what you're going to do tomorrow. There's but one logical, reasonable thing for you to do with your sins. Bring your sins to Christ. Confess your sins to God. Listen to what we read in 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." My friend, it does not matter how sinful you are, how long you've been sinning, what sins you've committed. If you will but simply confess your sins to God, if you will come to Christ in this moment by a simple childlike faith, if you will turn the reins of your life over to Him, if you will ask God to be merciful to you, a sinner, this moment, God will save you. God, for Christ's sake, will forgive your sins. Someone has observed that nature forms us, sin deforms us, education informs us, The law reforms us, but only Christ can transform us. Christ and Christ alone is sufficient for your sins today. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Your church membership is not good enough. Your reformation is not good enough. Your self-righteousness is not sufficient. You must come to place your faith in the sacrificial death of Christ upon the cross. You see, Jesus Christ died to save you from sin. Jesus Christ died to pardon, forgive, and justify you, and you can have this pardon, this forgiveness, this justification, this wonderful salvation only in Jesus Christ. He and He alone is sufficient for the remission of your sins. My second question is this: who is sufficient for the preservation of our souls? There are those who teach and believe that we are not eternally saved. They claim we can lose our salvation. But my friend, what does God's Word say about this matter? From Romans 8:35 we read, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things it is written, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus said in John chapter 10 at verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You see, in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're saved forever. The only kind of life that God gives is eternal life. The only salvation the Bible speaks of is an eternal salvation in Christ Jesus. In 2 Timothy 1:12, Paul wrote, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep all that I've committed unto him against that day. My friend, if you are in Jesus Christ, you're in Christ forever. If your soul is redeemed, if you have trusted Christ as your personal Savior, if you're saved today, you're saved forever. Once in Christ forever, nothing from His love my soul can sever. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Yes, my friend, Jesus Christ is sufficient to preserve your soul through all eternity. The third question is this: who is sufficient for the operation of our daily lives? We are faced with new and unfamiliar experiences every day that we live. Life is filled with needs and burdens and problems and sorrows. Life is characterized by heartaches, cares, trials, troubles, tribulation, and persecution. But we can take comfort in this great fact. We do not face these things alone. We have a friend who sticketh closer than a brother. We have a companion who promised never to leave us, nor forsake us, but go with us all the way, even to the end of the age. We have an advocate who walks with us over the uneven pathway of life. We have an attorney that has never lost a case. So if you'll just bring your case to Christ and pray this prayer, dear Lord Jesus, take my case, be my attorney, see me through, help me today, and He'll do it. He is the bread of life, which means that He's sufficient for our spiritual hunger. Jesus Christ is the water of life, which means He's sufficient for our spiritual thirst. Jesus is the captain of our salvation, which means He is sufficient for all our spiritual battles. Because Jesus Christ saves, we are saved. Because He forgives, we are forgiven. Because He justifies, we are justified. Because He pardons, we are pardoned. Because He cleanses, we are clean. And because He lives, we too shall live. Let war come. Jesus Christ is our Prince of Peace. Let famine come. He is our daily bread. Let depression come. He's our daily supply. Let the judgment come. Jesus Christ is our great deliverer. Let heartache come. He is our great healer. Let sickness come. Jesus is the great physician. Let sorrow come. He is our great comforter. Yes, let death come. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. And Jesus said, "Because I live, ye shall live also. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Jesus said, "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore." This is our Christ. He is sufficient for the daily needs and the daily operation and the daily supply that we have. Have you learned to trust Him? Do you know of His sufficiency in this hour? If not, I trust that you'd right now by your radio turn everything over to Him. Believe Him. Trust Him. Obey Him. Listen to this footnote. God is sufficient to answer the prayer that you're going to pray right by your radio this very moment. Why don't you pray the sinner's prayer? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. If you are a Christian and you've backslidden and gotten away from God, why don't you pray with the psalmist? O Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Why not make up your mind this moment that you are going to open your heart and let God have right of way in your life? You'll discover this amazing truth that in every circumstance, in every burden, in every situation of your life, Jesus Christ is sufficient. As we leave the broadcast today, again, we want to invite you to attend our services at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship at 11, and our Sunday evening worship at 7. Don't forget the special message tonight, the New Jerusalem Part 2, the Holy City of God. We'll be looking forward to seeing you in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. So until next Lord's Day, by radio at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.